Today's shir is for schus for fu shlema for shalom and bracha. Today's shir is mesechta nedarim daf chaf. We will begin at daf chaf amar aleph at the mishnah tapir amid. We had learned in the mishnah on daf yudches amid beis that stam nedarim lahachmir upurusha lahakel. So now shiurim over the last couple of days. We've been focused, the Gemara's been focused, on how to understand what Chazal mean when they say, stop the Dorm Lahachmer. In today's shir, the Gemara focuses on the other din that Mishnah said, Purusha Lahakel. Now our Mishnah wants to understand, what does that mean, Purusha Lahakel? Says Gemara, not the Becherim. Somebody said that he's making a nether. He's connecting whatever he says should be usher to be like Chayrim. And as we discussed quite extensively in our Shiurim, when he says not the Bechayrim, it can mean one of two things. It can mean Chermei Kohanim. And if it means Chermei Kohanim, then it would not be a nether. Or it can mean Chermei Gevoya. And Chermei Gevoya would be a nether. And the Mishnah said, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir says that we would assume that it means Legvaya, and it's a good nether. We also discussed, as recently as the end of the last year, that Rabbi Yehuda taught us that if he lives in Yehuda, with a Kohanim, it may be different. But on the Stam Nedarim Lahachmir means that we're going to define that Cher means Cher Megvaya. Says the Gemara that if this person who made the nether b'cherim says, Omar, loy nedat el b'cherim shayam, what I meant was a net that's put out in the sea to catch fish. The halacha is that even though that is not what's normally assumed when somebody says cherim, we accept that explanation. And by expecting that definition, then the halacha would be, it would not be a valid nether, of course, because a cherem shel yam, a net in the sea, is not also. And as the Ran says, the Gemara could have actually have given an easier example. The Gemara could have given an example that he said, I meant cherem kahanim, which as we learned in the previous year, when somebody says cherem kahanim, it's not going to be a nether. Why did we have to come up with a far-fetched explanation that he said Chermel Shalyam? Says the Ran, that's exactly the Chiddush of our Mishnah. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is that not only if he said something understandable, acceptable, that he said I meant Chermel Kohanim, would we accept what he says? But even if he says something which is hard to accept, he said Chermel Shalyam, if he says that's what I meant, we accept his explanation. Similarly, if somebody made a nether b'karbon, and he says, what I meant was, the kabbonis that are brought to kings. So again, that normally that's not what's meant. That's not one of the options that he meant. Still, we accept his explanation, and it's not going to be a nether. If somebody says, hare atzmi karbon, so the Pashup Pshah, when somebody says Hare Atzmi Karbon, what he means to say is that I should be like a carbon to you, and you can't benefit from me. And then he says Vamar, and he says Lo Nedati Elab Etzim Shenachti Li Esnoydeboy. I meant to make that this animal I left in my house, that animal I call a carbon, even though that's again not the obvious explanation of what that when he says carbon, we accept his explanation. Somebody says koinem ishti nenesli, that he made a nether that my wife may not have any benefit from me. And then he says vamar, and then he says, well, the person who I meant was loy nadarti el ishti rishon shigarashti, that I meant my first wife, which of course is not the Pashup Shat when somebody speaks about a wife. When somebody speaks about his wife, he's probably speaking about the woman whom he is currently married to. Still, we accept his explanation, and by accepting the explanation, we won't have another. Says the Mishnah further, Akulan, all these examples that we just learned, ain the shalmalayim. Not only are they not considered a nether, but we've discussed in previous shurim that sometimes when somebody makes a nether that is not a, really a valid nether, Chazal required that there should be hataras nedarim. Here, the halacha is that once he explains that I meant this, we accept this. Tosfos, however, says that when our Mishnah says in the Shalom Aleichem, it's only a Talmud Chacham. As we've seen in previous shiurim, Chazal did differentiate between an Amma Aretz and these halachas and a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara is saying that when in the Shalom Aleichem, that we don't have to even ask a Taras Nedarim, that's only for Talmud Chacham, not for an Amma Aretz. Vim Nishalu, says the Gemara, so especially according to Taisa's explanation, that this halach is only regarding a Talmud Chacham, but Amma Aretz, we do require Hataras Nedarim. So says Vim Nishalu, when they come to be Matan Nedar, Unchinaisam, we warn them, we punish them. That means, as we're going to see, that we tell them the amount, let's say they made this nether, and before they came to be Matan Nether, they didn't keep the terms of the nether for a certain amount of days. So let's say the nether was a nether for, as the Gemara is going to speak, let's say it was Naziris, easiest example. And it was in Stam Naziris for 30 days. And he didn't keep the Naziris for 10 days before he came to be Matan Nether. The halacha is, well, first we're going to require that he keep the Naziris for 10 days. And after he keeps the Naziris for 10 days, then we will begin to agree to be Matan Nether. And the other halacha is that we're machmer, as we know, we've spoken in previous shurim, that there are two ways of being Matan Nether. One way of being Matan Nether is by charata. The person who made the nether says, I regret making the nether, and the chacham is Matan Nether. The other way is we have to find a Pesach. We have to discuss with him that had you realized that this would be the situation, then the halacha is, then we would be Matan Nether. For example, if somebody made a nether that he wouldn't benefit from a certain individual, and then unfortunately he needs a doctor, he needs a cardiologist, and it turns out that this is the cardiologist that he needs, and we say, had you realized that that would be your circumstance, would you have made the nether? And he says, of course not. That's the only way, Ramey says, we would do Hataras Nedarim, not accept Charata. The Chum disagree and says, Paiskan Pesach Makam Acher, that as the nether is really not a nether Midaraisa, because if we accept his explanation, as we just explained, so the nether was really a nether, was never a nether in the first place. Since it was really never a nether in the first place, the halacha is that it doesn't require Hataras Nedarim. And we're only requiring Hataras Nedarim because of, we don't want them to abuse Nedarim. So accepting Charata would be acceptable to the Chachamim as a way of doing Hataras Nedarim. And says the Mishnah, we teach them, we try to train them to be very careful with Nedarim in the future. So the Rishonim explain that this rule that the Mishnah completes the Mishnah with is speaking both to Amiratzim and to Talmud Chachamim. No matter who you are, we try to teach them that Nedarim are very serious. And since Nedarim are very serious, don't make these Nedarim that even though we're accepting your explanation, and therefore the halacha is that the nether is not going to be considered a valid nether, we still are going to be strict, we still don't want abusive nether. Ask the Gemara, Hagu Fakasha, ask the Gemara, Stira in the Mishnah. Amrit, we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, Ein Shalom Lahem. There's no reason to be mad at these Nedarim, because the Nedarim are considered invalid Nedarim. because we accept his explanation. Father Tanin asked the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, when they come to be matanether, we take such a strict approach. If we just said that there's nothing to be concerned about these nether, why do we have to take this strict approach? The nether is meaningless. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hachik Tani. For Kulan, all the nedarim that were mentioned in the Mishnah, Ein Tzrichim Shaila, they're completely ignored, and there's no reason to be matan nether. Says the Mishnah, B'medva Mamurim, when is Soli Halacha B'Tamut Chochem? If it was a Tamut Chochem who made the nether. If it was an Amma Oritz, so an Amma Oritz we're not going to be so lenient with. Therefore, the halacha is, Kibbol Lishol, not only is going to be the halacha that he has to be matan neder, we just don't accept his explanation. The halacha is, when he comes to be matan neder, Kibbol Lishol, we take a very strong approach. Sidran says, what's pshat, why the Amoris has to be matan neder, is because we don't believe him. He came up with this far-fetched explanation of his nether. So Talmud Chochem, if he comes up with this far-fetched explanation, we accept his explanation. And Amoritz doesn't have the Namonis. The Rosh has a different explanation. The Rosh says that we do believe the Amoritz. If the Amoritz gives us this explanation, we believe him. But this is a Chumrim Midrabanon, that Rabbanon took a strict approach to the Amoritz. The Ritva says that we completely believe the Amoritz. That's not the issue in our Gemara, explains the Ritva. The only reason we're taking this approach with the Amoritz, that he has to be matan neder, is that we need to teach him that nedarim should be treated with the proper respect. And the Shalosh Tshuvos Chavos Shior explains, what's the nafgamina between these various pshatim that the Rishonim gave? The nafgamina is that we know for sure that the Amoritz is saying the truth, that this is what he meant. So if the reason we're being machmer with the Amoritz is because we're concerned that he may be saying something which is not true, we don't have that concern. But if the concern is that we want him not to do this in the future, then even if we know he's saying the truth, we're still going to have to make him be matan neder. So Tosfos points out that the Mishnah says the words, Aval Amoritz Shaba Lishol. So he wants to say, Tosfos wants to suggest, that even though we're taking, as we just finished explaining, the strict approach with the Amoritz, it's not that we force the Amoritz and we tell him that unless you'll come to be matan neder, you're going to be stuck with this neder. Rather, let's look at the words of the Mishnah, says Tosfos. The words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shabo Lishol, he came. And now this is what we do. However, the Shita takes the same approach. The Shita says that since the halachas, and they obviously concur with the Ritva's approach to the Gemara, that since really this nether is not a nether, and the only reason we're doing this, we're making him be matan nether, in order that he shouldn't misrepresent nedarim, he should know the severity of nedarim, if he doesn't keep the nether, we don't actively say something to him. It says the Rambam, Bishlam HaMachmirim. So when the Mishnah said that we're machmer, what that meant was, as we explained actually the Mishnah, that it means le'paschin le'becharota, that even though charota is one of the ways that you could be matan neder, the Amoritz is not given that option. Aval el onshim, but the Mishnah also said onshim, asked the Gemara hechidami, what was meant when the Mishnah said onshim? Says the Gemara Kiritanya, as the Bryce explains, Mishanazar, if somebody accepted upon himself a Naziris, Vava al Naziroisov, and then he violates that Naziris, Ein Nizarkalai, and now he comes to Bezdin and he wants to be matan neder, says the Gemara, the Bezdin doesn't even accept his request to be matan neder, Ach Yinig by Isser. He has to first keep as many days as he should have kept till he came to matan neder. The Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yosi, the medvar mamurim b'naziris matas. If he took upon himself 30 days naziris And if he didn't want to be keep the Naziris, and he wanted to be Matan Neder that Naziris, he should have first immediately come to be Matan Neder. So the 30 days he's going to have to keep before we will even talk about being Matan Neder. Ava ben Naziris Meruba. If somebody took upon himself a lengthier duration, he took upon himself 100 days Naziris, and now we're punishing him. So the halacha is that it's only for 30 days. That we never make him keep more than 30 days. And the Rosh explains why 30 days. Because as we learned many times in our shiurim, stam naziris is la majoim. So if we want to punish him and we're going to tell him that he has to keep a certain amount of naziris, keeping 30 days is enough. And again, the Rosh continues explaining, because this entire halacha that we're requiring him to keep the naziris is only a chumrah, because the nether wasn't a nether. So for that point, the halacha is that 30 days is adequate. Amar Rabbi Yosef. And then there's a discussion in the Rishonim, because the example the Gemara is giving of naziris and the explanation that the Rosh gave just now, because tam naziris lam ajoim, is very understandable by naziris. But why would be the halacha if it was a nether that isn't naziris? Where we don't have this concept of stam naziris lama join. Would he still have to keep, and he made a nether for 100 days, and he violated the nether, he ignored the nether. Will there still be a 30-day max? Or there, since we don't have the concept of stam naziris, shloshim yoim, he would have to keep as many days that he violated the nether. Amar Rabbi Yosef, ha'ev amri abonim, ein es gakin loy. Since the halacha is, as we just learned, that before we will accept the case of being matan neder, first he has to keep the amount of days that he violated the neder. Bei dina de mizdaki, bei bezdin that doesn't keep this halacha, and they were prepared to be matan neder before those days, loy avet shaper, did not do correctly. And we tell the bezdin that they're not acting properly, and in the future they have to be more careful. Not only do they do the wrong thing, they are put into cherem. So the Ran explains what's pshat, that if they did the wrong thing. The Gemara is saying that they did the wrong thing. Of course they did the wrong thing. We just learned the halacha, and they didn't do what the halacha requires. So the Ran explains that we might have thought that when the Gemara says Einis Gokonloi means that since the halacha is that's supposed to be Matan Neder, Bezdin should be seeking them out and telling them you're supposed to be Matan Neder. But if they came on their own to Bezdin, maybe the halacha will be the Bezdin will accept that question and will begin the Hataras Nadarim process. Teaches us the Ran, teaches us the Gemara, that not only if does Bezdin not go to them and tell them, you ought to be matter this nether, the halacha is that if they come to Bezdin, Bezdin turns them away until they follow the rule that we just learned. Tana. So says the Bryce, a person should be very careful not to make nedarim. If somebody is going to be lax in expressing the darim, he's going to eventually be lax in shvuas. Alti ragalets amaretz, and also continues the Gemara, don't frequent an amaretz. Shesoifcha lahachel tfolim. The amaretz, as we know throughout Shas, were not careful with truma and meiser, and he's going to end up giving you tevel food that you may not eat that the trumas and meisers weren't removed from. Alti ragal etzel kain amaretz. Don't frequent a kohen who's amaretz. Shes hoifcha lachal truma tmeya. The halacha is that you're not allowed to eat truma when it's tamei, and he's not careful on hilchas truma tumen tahara, and you'll end up eating truma tmeya, which of course one may not eat. Al tar b'sicha meisha. Don't speak more with a woman than you're supposed to. Again, shes hoifcha l'dei niyuf. And as the Rishonim explained, of course, if somebody needs to speak to a woman something that's necessary, that's not what the Gemara is referring to. The Gemara is referring to just to have idle chatter. So the Gemara says that Why are Shavuos worse than the Darim? Because Shavuos, as we learned the other day, the Torah says regarding Shavuos, lo yanaka. So we see how strict the Torah is about Shavuos, and being lax in the Darim could easily lead to being lax in Shavuos. The morale explains that if what's pshat in the Gemara, that if somebody builds a building and it doesn't have a strong foundation, then that house is likely to fall. Explains the Ran, but the Gemara says when somebody begins to say Nedarim, somebody who's not careful in Nedarim, that means he becomes loose in his speech. Loose in his speech is an unacceptable behavior in this world, and that has serious repercussions. And of course, the Rishonim point out, as we learned in our previous shurim, Menayin Lishbonas Kaimus Mitzvahs, that sometimes there is a point to make Nedarim Lizruze Nafshi, we learned in the Gemara and Afches, to encourage oneself. Particularly, the Taz says that when you have when a person makes a neder regarding an issue where it's likely that he may not fulfill the neder, wants to make a commitment, a pledge, in an issue where there's a real concern that he won't keep what he accepted upon himself. The example he gives is stock up, and he knows that he may not end up giving what he promised there, or accept upon himself that he's going to learn Torah a shir, and he's not going to keep it. There he's allowed to make the darim. What the morale goes on to explain that when the Gemara says Al Tiei Rogel Etzal Ma'aretz Shesoifcha Lahachel Tvalim, he says that the mark of a Talmud Chacham is that he's constantly watching what is he allowed to do, what does the Halacha allow him to do, and what does the Halacha tell him that he may not do. Ma'aretz doesn't live his life with that type of observation, with that type of concern, and therefore, By eating by Amoritz, who isn't careful, you may eat something you're not allowed to eat. The Mishil Shisharm explains that when it says here, Al Tabra Sichem Isha, Saif Chabala de Niyuf, so he says that the Gemara says, Chazal teach us, Avera Gaveris Avera. And what the Gemara means to tell us is that once you become lax in doing different things that you're not supposed to do, then it becomes a very slippery slope. Al Tabasicha Me'isha says Ben Yoyoda, as we explained a moment ago, it means one has to be careful about idle chatter with a woman that for no reason. And explains the Ben Yoyoda, even if the woman is a very bright woman, intelligent woman, and there's a lot to learn from her. But if the conversation with her isn't for a real purpose, that's something that somebody should be careful with. Somebody who looks at women, if somebody looks at the part of a woman who it's supposed to be covered, a part of the woman's body which is covered, and he looks at that body, he's going to have children that don't behave the way they're supposed to behave. Amar Yosef, Ubishta Nida, that if one's wife is a Nida, the halacha is one has to be careful how he interacts with her during those days. The Rambam, however, says that one could be lenient with a wife who's a nida, because there's a concept of by a wife that's a nida, that even though right now they may not have relations, but ultimately they're going to be allowed to have relations, that's why we could be more lenient. Other Rishonim take a stricter approach, and they say that even though many of these halachas do not apply by husband or wife, the halach is, while she's a nida, these halachas do apply, and while a wife is a nida, one should not be looking at parts of a body that are supposed to be covered on a woman. Amar Shimon ben Lakish, Akeva de Ketani, when we speak about a keva typically means the heel. Says the Gemara, keva the tani, but makam atanoifis. It doesn't mean actually the heel. It means in a play, in the makam erva. And why is it called a keva? Why is that called a keva? Shemachuvin keneged alev. It keneged akev. They are lined up one along the other. Says the Gemara, tanya. Bavut, the pasuk says, when Klal Yisrael was standing by Har Sinai, Bavatir Yerasai al Pneichem Zua Busha. It's referring to being bashful, to being a person who is with tznius. Levilti Tachtu Melamed Shabusha Mevi L'Dei Chiras Chait. Somebody who has this characteristic is going to be a person that won't do Bavarus. Mikan Amru Simen Yofim Ba'odom. What is a good sign of behavior in a human being? Shubayshin. That he's an individual who is bashful. Acherim Amrim Kol Odom HaMizbayish. Somebody who has this behavior that he is careful, won't be doing averus quickly. And somebody who doesn't have this behavior, he isn't acting this fashion, that we should know that this person, then his forefathers were not on Har Sinai. Says the Ran, the Pshat in our Gemara is that part of the reason of giving the Torah wasn't just to teach us what we may do and what we may not do. But the part of the reason of giving the Torah was to improve our behavior, to make us beishonim. And as the Yalkut Gershuni explains, as we all know, the Torah was specifically given on Har Sinai because Har Sinai was the lowest mountain to teach us this important lesson, to teach us the lesson of Har Sinai, that every one of us has to behave like a Har Sinai. And if somebody doesn't have that, doesn't behave that way, so he explains, that's what the Gemara says, b'yidua shloi amdo avoysov b'har Sinai, that we were by Har Sinai, and he should have taken the lesson of Har Sinai, and if he didn't take that lesson, then he's a person that wasn't Amda Havais or Har Sinai. So in other words, according to this explanation of the Yalkut Gershuni, that means he was at Har Sinai, but you could be at Har Sinai and not take the lesson of Har Sinai. The Chasam Sofer, however, has a different approach. He says that we know that everybody that by Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. So Chasam Sofer says it doesn't mean necessarily that every Jew said Nasa V'Nishma. There were certainly Jews who did not say Nasa V'Nishma. Those Jews who, as we stood at Har Sinai, did not say Nasa V'Nishma, as the generations pass, those are the Jews who we see don't behave as Jews, and because they never accepted the Torah in the first place. If you see a Jew that doesn't behave as a Jew is supposed to behave, says the Chasam Sofer, then the halach is b'yidua shloi amda avos of Har Sinai. But I saw a very interesting psak in the Sefer Chashuki Chemed. There was somebody there was a shir being given by a maggid shir, and there was somebody sitting there, and the phone kept on ringing. And everybody saw that there was one of the people sitting at the shir takes out his phone and shuts it. Then the phone rings again. And again, the person takes out the phone and shuts it. So then, after the shir, the maggid shir says to this person who attended the shir, why don't you just close your phone? So he says that my phone wasn't on in the first place. The phone that was on was really the phone of my father, who was sitting next to me and didn't shut his phone, and didn't even after the phone was ringing, didn't shut his phone. And the reason he didn't shut his phone is because he thought he's going to be getting a very important call. I knew that if people will think it's my father would be very embarrassed. And instead of letting my father being embarrassed, I took out my phone, and everybody should think that it's my phone that's ringing, and they should think and not come to think that's my father. He suggests that maybe that's what Al-Gamar means. But you, somebody who has that busha, not only he's embarrassed for himself, but he's embarrassed for other people. Somebody who has that, somebody who behaves in such a manner, that's the way Klai Yisrael are supposed to behave, and maybe that's what's meant. Yidush Amda voice of Al Har Sinai. Am Rav Yochanan and the Havai. Arba Dvarim Sochli Malachi Hasharis. There were four things that the Malachi Hasharis taught me. Chirgurim Nei Mahavin. Why do we have people that limp? Neshahovchen Shulchanim. When they have relations with their wives, they do it in the opposite manner that the woman is on top. Imlam Abnei Hava. That why do we have people who have children that can't speak? They put their mouth on the woman's erva. Charoshim mnei mahavin. Why are people who can't hear? They speak during tashmish. And if we're going to have in the Gemara soon what that means when it says that they speak during tashmish. Sumim mnei mahavin. Why do we people have children who are blind? They look at that at the makam erva when she's supposed to. So the most rishonim explain shemhafkan shulchanim means that she's on top. Others explain, as we have often in Shas, that there's bi kedarka and there's bi shloi kedarka. And what the Gemara means to say is that they do bi shloi kedarka, and that's why they have children that are like that. Rimini asked the Gemara a question. The Braisa says, Sholo as Ima Sholom. The Rebbe Lezer's wife was called Ima Sholom. Neima b'necha yofiyam b'yoyser. Why do you have such beautiful children? Amalhem, Eini misapra mi, because my husband does not do tashmish with me, we don't speak. Lo b'tchilas alayla, not at the beginning of the night, that there are still people walking outside. And since there are people walking outside, there's a concern that my husband's going to be thinking about those women. And as the Ran and the Ravid go on to explain, since it's still the beginning of the evening, a person's still thinking and reviewing everything that happened during the day. And therefore, we're concerned, as we're going to be learning quite extensively in the Shia now, that he's going to be thinking about those women during the act of Bia. The Loi B'Soif Laila, again, he doesn't do be with me at the night, at the end of the night, because at that time, women are also starting to walk outside, and he may be thinking about those women instead of about his wife. At the middle of the night is when the different pshatim that we just gave, you're not thinking about other people. There's your day, it's already many hours since the day passed. So all of these concerns fall away. Ela b'chatzos laila, that's the right time to do the bia. Shemesaper, and when we have relations, begal tefach u'mechasa tefach, he only uncovers the part of my body which needs to be uncovered. V'dama lov, and when the person has relations, k'mish kafeshed, as he was forced. So the Ravid explains, what that means is that he does it only l'shem mitzvah, he doesn't do it l'shem Hana. He does it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us that we have to have relations with our wife. The Ramban says that the Gemara does not mean to say that a person is not allowed to have Hana in the Shas Tashmish. What the Gemara means to say is that it shouldn't just be an act of physical pleasure. A person, when he does this act, has to realize that he's doing an important mitzvah. And I asked the Matam, what's the reason that he does this? Amma kidei shleiten, as we learned a moment ago, is he explains that we have to be very careful. Why did he do the bia in such a tznistig fashion? Why did he do the bia only by chatzois? Because he wanted to do whatever he could do to prevent us from doing bia. They should be thinking about a different woman. Nimtzu, because he says, if somebody, when he has relations with his wife, thinks about another woman, then there's a real concern that he's going to be, that the children will be mamzerim. So we explained that what does kafil kafashed mean? They was forced. He should do it l'shem mitzvah. Another pshat that the Ravid suggests is the Gemara is explaining how one does the act of bia, and one somebody who does the act of bia with tznius, not just in a non-tzniusdig fashion, that's called kilu kafashed. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest is that when one does the ma'aseh bia, we're learning he should be as covered as possible. When somebody's in fear, he covers himself, he hides. So the Gemara asked, what's the reason? So the Machlokes Rishonim, what does the Gemara mean? Doesn't mean focused on the chatzos, that's what it seems to be, or does it, or everything he did that is part of the reason for all of his behavior was because he shouldn't be thinking about another woman. So we see that you are allowed to talk during Tashmish. And we just learned in the previous Amud that somebody who speaks B'Shas Tashmish has children who are Rachman Shalom Chashim, who can't hear. Answers the Gemara Loi Kasha, Hava Mila Tashmish. If they're speaking about Tashmish, then they're allowed to speak. Hava Mila Chrinosoi, to speak about different subjects is not appropriate. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yochanan, Zudar Rav Yochanan da Havoi, Avon Chachamim, En Aloch Rav Yochanan da Havoi, Al Komash Adam Ratzos, Las Bishta Yosin, a person could have relations with his wife in any way that he feels appropriate. Marshal Basal Yotzim Besa Tabach, just like if somebody has a piece of meat. Rotzalach Vemelech, you could prepare the food in many different ways. You could prepare it with salt, tzli, you could roast it, mevushal, you could boil it. Kain Dagabah Besa Tzayid. The point is that a person is allowed to have, the Torah wants us to have Tashmish, and the Torah says that you can do Tashmish in the way that you feel you will get what you need to do from it. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai quoted the Malachi Asharis. So says the Gemara, who are these Malachi Asharis? Says the Gemara, the Rabbanan, the Talmid Chachamim. They tell me the Malachi Asharis Mamish. Amayam Rabbi Yochanan ain't locked Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai. Who ain't a bekeer with Tzur Salvat Tvei. If Malachi Asharis mean actual malachim, there are no one that understands how children are formed in Shemayim better than malachim who come from Shemayim. If you could argue, it means because the Rabbanan don't exactly know what's happening in Shemayim. So ask the Gemara of Amai Karoli Malachi Asharis. So why are the Rabbanan called Malachi Asharis? The Mitzayni, they're exceptional to Malachi Asharis. What does it mean that they're exceptional to Malachi Asharis? Because Malachi Asharis spend their life doing the Ratzon Hashem, doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And that's what Talmid Chachamim do as well. So I saw the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, Omar Rav Yehuda, L'chav Yishlayim El B'Shvil Shabizah by Talmid Chachamim, Shenemar V'hi Malivim B'Malachi Elakim. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Gemara teaches us they were mevaza talmidei chachamim, and quotes a pasuk that says v'yihi malivim malachi elokim. So that's the pasuk, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's a raya that talmidei chachamim are malachi asharis. Another pshat why talmidei chachamim malachi asharis, because talmidei chachamim are different than all other people, and malachim are also different than everyone else. Another pshat is that in those days, Talmid Chachamim would wear a talus all the time. Sitting in the white talus made them look different than everyone else. And in fact, Rashi says that the definition of Talmid Chachamim on Mitzayin Kamalach Yasharis, that Talmid Chachamim wear very nice clothing, just like Malachim are different than everyone else. Says the Gemara, Hayid the Asol Kamid Rabbi. There was a woman that came to Rebbe. Amr lo, Rebbe, Arakti Shulchan, I was prepared to have relations with my wife for Hafchai. And again, as we said, the two pshatim. One pshat is that he did Tashmish like a derech, or he did Tashmish with her on top. Amr le, Biti Torah Teresach, The Torah says that it may be performed in such a fashion. Vani ma'asalach. So I have no right to say that he did anything wrong. And Ran explains, the Torah, when it describes a couple getting married, the Torah says, ki yikach ish isha. Yikach means that he bought her, that he could do with her whatever he wants. And the Mashal takes this explanation that we've just been speaking about a step further. He says that the Gemara, often in Shas, teaches us that when B is Osir, the Halacha is both Kedarkoi and both Shaloi Kedarko. So if B, which is Osir, is also both Kedarko and Shaloi Kedarko, when B is Mutter, it's Mutter, Kedarko and Shaloi Kedarko. But Tosfos says that even though we're learning now you can do B in such a way, says Tosfos, that's only infrequently. To do so on a regular basis is unacceptable. The Rambam says that if somebody's doing B Shaloi Kedarko, he has to be careful not to be Moitzi Zera, not to have any emission during doing Bia in such a fashion. And the Meiri says that the mark of Kedusha, the mark that somebody is truly holy, is the way he does his Bia. Says the Gemara, he does the Kamei de Rav. Amale Rebbe, Arachti Lashokhan, I wanted to have Bia with my husband, for Hafchai. Amale Mashna Bevinissa. Use the food analogy that we used earlier, that Torah allows us to prepare the food, kosher food, in any way we see proper. The pasuk that we say every day, the Torah is teaching us that a person should not have relations with his wife, that he should think about somebody else. And as the Mashal explains, the Gemara says often that the pasuk starts, what is the Torah? It starts with Leiv and it goes on to Ayin. Because the Gemara says a person, Leiv, he starts to think about it, and then, about things that he's not supposed to think about, and then he looks at where he's not supposed to look, and that ultimately comes that he should not that he's not having the proper Makshava during his Bia. Amar Ravina, Leinitzcha, Afil Shtei Noshim. So says Ravina, certainly one is not allowed to be thinking about another woman. The Torah is teaching us that even if one has two wives, and during the act of Bia, he's thinking with one wife, he's thinking about the other wife, that is also considered Lois Asuru. The Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Uvaroisi Mechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will purify from Klal Yisrael, Hamordim V'Poshim Bi, those that rebel against me. Amar Rav Levi, Eile B'nei Tesh Midas. The Pasuk is referring to nine different situations of an inappropriate Bia. B'nei Osnas Meshigah. And the Gemara explains every one of them. B'nei Ema. B'nei Ema is somebody who causes his wife to be scared of him, and then she agrees reluctantly to have relations with him, even though she doesn't want to have relations with him. B'nai Anusa is a woman who was forced into relations. And as the Ran explains, Ema and Onus both really mean that she was forced into relations. Just Ema is somebody with a lesser level of fear, and Anusa is a higher level of fear. But there are others that explain that, to explain Ema, but Amma. A person is not supposed to have Bia with a Shifcha Kananis. B'nai Snua refers to somebody that he hates his wife. So the Ran explains that if somebody hates his wife, so at that point, when he has Bia with his wife, he won't be thinking about his wife. He'll be thinking about somebody else. And the Ravid says that somebody who has Bia in such a fashion is considered as if he had a business. Of course, many, many Mefarshim ask, so we know that Yaakov Avinu, Leah says, Kisnu Anoichi. Leah says that I was a person that my husband didn't love. So if she was a B'nai Snua, how was Yaakov Avinu allowed to have Bia with her when we just said you're not allowed to have Bia with B'nai Snua? So the Rishonim give a number of answers. One answer is that while Yaakov Avinu was doing Bia with Leah, he took out of his mind any animosity. Another pshat is that not Chas V'Shalom that Yaakov Avinu hated Leah. She was not as beloved to him as Rachel was, but not that she was Chas V'Shalom hated. B'nai Nida, that a woman or the husband are in Cherim during, and while one of them is in Cherim, the halach is that you're not allowed to have be with her. B'nai Tamura, a man has two wives, and he's thinking about one wife when he's doing be with the other wife. So here too, we have the question that we know Yaakov Avinu when Yaakov Avinu got married to Leah, he thought that he was marrying Rachel. So why is Reuven not considered a B'nai Tamura? And some say that indeed, because Reuven was born this way, he didn't get a portion. The Rami Panu says that's why Reuven did not get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. He only got a portion in Devar Yadin, because he was born in such a fashion. Many Mefarshim take exception to this point that the Rambam and Panu make. They say Reuven was one of the Shvatim, and we can't call out a defect in Reuven. And therefore they explain that, and moreover, the Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu says that Reuven was Reishis Oini. He says such powerful words about Reuven. So how do we want to say anything bad about it? So the Chiddush says that since Leah had such a pure motivation in getting married to Yaakov Avinu, because she was concerned that Yaakov Avinu would otherwise have to marry Esav, that made that Reuven's neshama should be very holy. Another pshat is that since Leah and Rachel, particularly Rachel, as we know, showed such tremendous midos in letting Yaakov Avinu marry her older sister before her, and she gave over to Simonim, that caused that Reuven's neshama should be very holy neshama, even though Yaakov Avinu thought that it was Rachel. And then there are other mefarshim I saw who suggest that Yaakov Avinu actually was well aware during the act. Yaakov Avinu was very well aware that she was, when they did the Bia, that he was doing Bia with Leah. Because indeed, it would be very, very hard to understand that Yaakov Avinu should do Bia with Leah and think that it was Rachel. And in fact, I saw that the Mefarshim explained that Yaakov Avinu never wanted to marry Leah. The reason Yaakov Avinu did not want to marry Leah, because he thought that she wanted to marry Esav, that she belonged to Esav. Once Yaakov Avinu realized that Leah was a tzaddikus, so Yaakov Avinu very much was prepared to marry her. B'nai Meriva, one should not have relations with his wife when they're in a fight. B'nai Shichris, that if a person is intoxicated, he should not have beer. And here too they explain, a person, when he's having beer, is supposed to have the proper machshava. And of course, if he's intoxicated, he won't be able to have the proper machshava. B'nai Grusha Talev, if somebody is intending to divorce his wife, he shouldn't have beer with his wife. And again, here the Rishonim point out the reason is because under those circumstances, it's quite likely he will not be thinking about his wife. B'nai Arvuvia, a woman who we can't know who the father is, as we often discuss in our shiurim, Chazal said that there's supposed to be a 3-month separation between a woman having different husbands, a woman who wasn't careful with that, so he can't be 100% sure who the wife was. B'nai Chatzufa, a woman who demands that her husband have relations with her. Eini, says the Gemara, is that considered inappropriate behavior? V'amar Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonason, kol ishtu shetavas, any woman whose wife asks that they should have relations, he will have children that are so great like there weren't even a time Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Mashal explains, we know Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Tazria says that Mazras Tchila, if the woman is Mazras first, they'll have sons, and that's what this Gemara says. And the Gemara says, Shenemar, how do we know? Because the Pasuk says, Havel chem anoshim chachomim nevoinim. V'ksiv v'ekes as Rosh Shifteichem, Moshe, we should take leaders. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klai, so they should take leaders. And the Pasuk says, when they ultimately took those leaders, v'ekes as Rosh Shifteichem, v'loik anoshim chachomim v'yiduim, v'loik siv nevoinim. They weren't able to find Nevoinim. And Rashi explains that what's the difference between Chachamim and Nevoinim? Chachamim is like a wealthy person that is an expert in more money and coins. So when he gives him when his coins are brought to him, he's able to give opinion. A Nevoin doesn't wait. He, on his own, was constantly looking for something to learn and grow. B'ksiv, the Pasuk says, Yisachacha Gamar Gairim. And we know, how was Yisachar born? Because Leah came out and told Yaakov Avinu, Eli Tavoy, tonight you're going to have relations with me, Kisach Sechaticha, V'ksiv, and the Pasuk, in describing the family of Yisachar, says, Obnei Yisachar, Yoidei Bein Elitim. So Yisachar were the greatest people. So I was saying that such behavior is unacceptable. Answers the Gemara, he demaratze Tzuya. It's not that the woman ever demanded relations with her husband. A woman is not allowed to demand relations with her husband. But what happened here was that she makes that the husband should want to have relations with her. And if the husband has relations with his wife in that frame of mind, then they will have great children like Yisachar. Haran lach ve'el matarim, haran lach ve'el matarim, haran lach ve'el matarim.